Unfortunately, Hurricane Irma is heading right for us at this hour. The storm is scarring every place she touches in the Caribbean.
It's becoming more and more likely that this will be a direct impact and almost a worst-case scenario for South Florida. We have warnings and watches from coast to coast, from Miami all the way up to Vero Beach, west towards Sarasota.
As the Caribbean islands clean up from what has been named one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record, Florida now prepares for impact. The state's governor, Rick Scott, calls Hurricane Irma, quote, way bigger than Andrew, which was the devastating hurricane that hit the state 25 years ago. And with such a huge storm come huge dangers and huge uncertainties and huge fears about what will happen to the state later this weekend and into next week. Meanwhile, the city of Houston continues to clean up from the devastation brought by Hurricane Harvey. And the hurricanes Jose and Katia are brewing at sea as we speak. In these moments, it's only right that we turn to our God in prayer, and that's exactly what John Piper was led to do today. Here now is John Piper's prayer for hurricane victims in Texas, Florida, the Caribbean, and elsewhere.
O Lord God, mighty and merciful, we are asking for mercy. Mercy amid the manifestations of your great might. We are asking for Jesus' sake. Not because we deserve anything better than calamity. We know that we have sinned. We have exchanged the high treasure of your glory for trinkets. We have not loved you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. We have sown the wind and reaped the whirlwind. We are pleading for mercy. We make no demands. You are God and we are not. We are bent low in submission to your just and sovereign power. Indeed, we are prostrate before the unstoppable wind of your justice and wisdom. We know that you, O Lord, are great. Whatever you please, you do in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. You make clouds rise at the end of the earth. You bring forth the wind from its storehouses. You have commanded and raised the mighty wind, and it has lifted up the waves of the sea. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. You have tilted the water skins of the heavens. You sweep us away as with a flood. You kill and make alive, you wound and you heal, and there is none that can deliver out of your hand. You sit enthroned over the flood, enthroned as king forever. We are like a dream, like dust swept off the street in a torrent. But you, O God, are mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. It is our peril and our hope that you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. O Lord, do not sleep through this storm. O Lord, let not the flood sweep over us or the deep swallow us up. Rise up and do what only you can do amid these winds and waves. Rebuke them as you once did. When they have done your wise and needed work, let them not have 1 minute more of strength. Command them, O Christ, to cease, we pray, and make a holy calm. For you are God, and all things are your servants. And give us ears, O God. Your voice, O Lord, is over the waters. The God of glory thunders the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. O God, forbid that we would not give heed. Open our ears. You who once brought Job to humble silence, announcing from the whirlwind who you are, and that when all is lost, the story then unfolds that in it all your purpose was compassionate and kind. Whether we sit waist-deep in water in our Texas homes, or wait uncertain with blankets on a church pew, or nail the plywood to our Florida shop, or sit secure and dry 1,000 miles from any sea, teach us, in mercy, what we need to learn and cannot any other way. And woe to us, who far away from floods would point our finger at the sufferer and wonder at his greater sin, forgetting how the voice of Jesus rings in every tragedy. Do you think that they were worse offenders? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The very word of God to all Americans. And now, O Lord, unleash the common grace of kindness from 1 million hearts and bank accounts, and grant as great a mercy in rebuilding as you once gave verdict to destroy. Restrain, O God, the evil hearts of those who would bring sorrow upon sorrow by looting what is left behind or exploiting loss for private gain. And in your church, awaken this, the truth that you once died not first to put us out of peril, but to make us pure. Not first to spare us misery, but make us zealous for good deeds. And so, O mighty Christ, unleash from us another flood. The blood-bought passion of your people, not for ruin, but for rebuilding lives and homes. O Father, awaken every soul to see where we have built our lives on sand. Show us from every storm the way to build our lives on rock. O, are you not our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our God in whom we take refuge, our shield and the horn of our salvation, our stronghold? How great the fall of every life built on the sand of human skill. And yet, how great the sure and solid gift held out to everyone in Christ. For you have said, more wonderfully than we can tell, who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword or wind or waves? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through your great love for us. For you have made us say with deep assurance, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor hurricanes, nor floods, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor John, and thanks for joining us and praying along with us. Please keep the people of the Caribbean and Houston and South Florida in your prayers. This has been a special episode of the Ask Pastor John podcast with John Piper, and God willing, we'll see you next week.